Hello and welcome to the Healthy Pregnancy Revolution. My name is Stephanie Wilson and I'm here today with Rachel Varga. Rachel Varga is a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 procedures performed and an international clinic trainer for other physicians and nurses, celebrity skin expert featured by Dave Asprey, JJ Virgin, Wade Lightheart, Naveen Jain, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, America's holistic plastic surgeon, Dr. Tony Young, and more. Rachel is an international speaker and a five-time academically published award-winning author in the field of regenerative and aesthetic nursing, as well as an executive board member and peer reviewer for USA-based Plastic and Aesthetic Nursing Journal. A regular contributor to the UK-based Journal of Aesthetic Nursing, and a monthly contributor to the Best Holistic Life magazine. Through education on at-home non-toxic skincare, hair care, derma rolling, in-clinic skin rejuvenation, and biohacking, Rachel helps inspire others with her unique toolkit to slow cellular aging and enhance radiance using her holistic science of beauty method at rachelvarga.ca, where one-on-one sessions for at-home and in-clinic skin rejuvenation guidance are available. Hi, Rachel. How are you today?
I'm great, Stephanie. I'm thrilled to be here and share some insights with each and every one of you today, and also for yourself, Stephanie, how to receive the best hair, skin, nails of your life while limiting your toxic exposure with the different self-care products, nutrition tips. And just full disclosure, I am definitely in active preconception mode myself. So everything I'm doing right now on myself, you can do too while you're pregnant and breastfeeding.
Awesome. I'm so excited. So you are all about quality over quantity. How can women implement or change their skincare routine to implement this into their regimen right now?
Absolutely. Keeping it simple is the best place to start. And the five key basics that I would like you to start employing in your daily routines and rituals in the evening and in the PM is to not miss out on any of these five key layers. So the skin is actually dead. The skin is an organ, but what we see is actually dead skin. So just putting products on isn't enough, but putting products on to keep the skin barrier healthy is very important to maintain its function. But I'm sure later in the session, we'll talk about other strategies for helping our skin cells be healthier and our cellular health and wellness in general, using different practices. We'll talk about biohacking too. So for step one of the five key basics is to cleanse the skin. And we're not talking just a splash of water in the morning. We're not talking using oil-based makeup removers, micellar waters, toners. In my professional opinion, those are kind of the gimmicks that you can move away from and simply move towards a cleanser that will actually remove your makeup and cleanse your skin all in one, including pesky eye makeup. So that's when you can move from quantity to quality. Spend less money, expose yourself to fewer toxins too. The reason I mentioned oils in skincare with cleansing is the clients that I meet with that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond that have the most skin issues like rosacea, like skin sensitivities, diffuse redness, signs of active inflammation on the skin, you're usually using oil-based products, and they're not, rancid oils can definitely be a key factor in that. And they're not cleansing morning and night. So that's why cleansing is step one. So cleanse in the morning, rinse that off thoroughly, face, neck, side of the neck, top of the chest. And then in the evening, just do a double cleanse. Your first cleanse will remove dirt, oil, debris, dead skin, pollution, mold even in the air, your makeup. And yeah, when all that stuff rests on the skin, it contributes to cellular dysfunction and oxidative stress and inflammation. And then the second cleanse is actually washing your face. Do you have any questions about cleansing, Stephanie, before I jump into the next steps?
I'm already amazed because I thought oil was the next step up, even from what I was doing. I thought oil was like, that's the level I want to get to, is cleanse with oils. But I never thought about a lot of oils are rancid. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure a number of you listening are already avoiding oils in your food products. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't gone down that rabbit hole of eliminating vegetable oils and all of that, the rancid toxic soybean oils from your personal care products and your foods, this is just another layer that's now being brought to your awareness. So you're welcome. So after cleansing, then we're going to want to be feeding and nourishing the skin. Advanced protocols with moisturizing could include a separate eye cream, a separate neck cream, and an antioxidant serum. So say you're a bit acne prone, you could use a serum to help with oil control. Say you're wanting to focus on things like hyperpigmentation, like melasma, that can definitely uptick a little bit more during pregnancy, just due to hormones. So then you may want to be using some type of antioxidant serum with vitamin C, vitamin A, very important internally to be consuming those, but also topically, those are two most important agents that the skin cells really need for proper cell function. And that can just add a little extra layer of protection from oxidative stress, free radicals, from what you get outside from UVA, UVB, and also inside with your blue light and your LEDs. Then you could do your moisturizer. But if you're wanting to keep it basic, just go for a moisturizer morning and night, use that everywhere. But those are some of the advanced layers. And look at your moisturizer sort of like a multivitamin for the skin. So that's why you don't want to just use something that feels good, but you also want something that will be created sophisticated enough to actually promote cell signaling, so that those actives like peptides, vitamin C and vitamin A can actually make their way down past those dead skin cells and into the dermis. So that's why good formulations are really important, not just something that has good ingredients. So the final formula does need to be tested, and not just buying a product that say has hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, all these peptides as listed like hero ingredients, but if they're not actually making their way into the skin, then you're sort of just wasting your money and falling for marketing. I'm very particular with the products that I recommend. I work with like 15 different brands, and I have since 2011. So I can cherry pick the best of the best for each client. Do you have any questions about moisturizer before we talk about sunscreen?
No, you've got me hooked. Tell me more.
Awesome. So the next step, so we talked about cleansing and moisturizing, then we want to talk about protecting. And sunscreen is key for healthy skin and slowing skin aging, not to mention preventing things like skin cancers. And if you're dealing with hyperpigmentation during pregnancy, or if you're dealing with acne, you don't want more pigmentation to kind of like scar and set up shop in the skin. So sunscreen is really important, but the type of sunscreen is critical. So moving away from any BB creams, primers, CC creams, moisturizers, foundations with any ingredient in the active section. So, you know, when you pick up a product and it says medicinal ingredients here, in this medicinal ingredient section, you only want to be seeing zinc or titanium. You do not want to be seeing anything that ends with an 8 or an own, because those are chemical filters. You need to get rid of those right away. They might not be on the product themselves. You may have to go to the manufacturer's website or on the box, because a lot of products actually will hide that from you. It's really sneaky.
Yeah.
But the kicker with sunscreens, it just drives me bonkers, is the fact that some sunscreens are marketed as a mineral, but they still also have mixed with it chemical sunscreen filters. So that's kind of where I come in, is I pre-vet everything for you and come up with a plan based on your needs. And with sunscreen, you can get pretty nuanced with it. You can get a tinted one, an untinted one, the matte finish, a dewy finish. You can use a sunscreen for the face and the body kind of all in one. And the ones that I work with last quite a bit longer. We're talking like 3 to 7 hours, as opposed to the 1 to 3 hours that those chemical filters do. And those mess with your hormones. So when we are thinking about getting pregnant, or we are pregnant, we need, and just in general, you need to avoid parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and obviously not testing on animals. Let's test on consenting adults, shall we? And the same goes with all your cleaning products, your hair products. That's kind of something else we can talk about too, with like grooming, because as a lady, it's fabulous looking like your best, well-kept, groomed self. And so sunscreen every single day, face, eyelids, neck. Supplementing your vitamin D is really key. So I'm in the north here and in Canada. I work with clients everywhere, by the way. But the problem here is it's really cold most of the year. So good luck me trying to get my full body exposure all year round. But I do try and get as much full body exposure for at least 15 minutes a day while I'm grounding in the morning, having my morning matcha or coffee outside, getting that natural sunlight into my eyes for circadian rhythm balancing, hormonal regulation, and getting that vitamin D on my body is really key. If you're outside for an extended period of time, that's when maybe you want to use a body sunscreen. But for the most part, if you're just getting like a little bit of body sun exposure, you don't have to go crazy with slathering your body with sunscreen. But one of the cool things is a number of my clients, they love this particular sunscreen here because they can not only use it on themselves, but also their babies. So there's that. A lot of the over-the-counter mineral sunscreens that I've found, tried, or have clients that have used that just aren't working for them, they get very chalky because the zinc isn't micronized. And so formulation does matter. So a really good zinc sunscreen, like the one I just mentioned there, it actually will make the skin look hydrated and dewy and not chalky, which is nice. So throw it on your legs and it's like your legs just look fabulous. And it doesn't have that gross chemical sunscreen smell or fragrance either. By the way, if you're at the beach and you're pregnant or you're thinking about getting pregnant, if someone starts spraying sunscreen, you do not want to be inhaling those sunscreen ingredients and those VOCs because they're just going to get lodged in your respiratory tract. Very bad. So do not use any spray sunscreens on you, anyone you love. If anyone near you is using them, just step away from them.
I'm so glad you touched on that. I've actually just completely avoided sunscreen entirely because I couldn't find one that was healthy enough. I'm aware that they are dangerous and it's also hard to get away from them. Like you're saying, there's people around you everywhere spraying those things. You should see me with my daughter. I'm like, this way, let's go this way. Nope, just zip zap this way.
That's great. So when you smell something, it's in your brain. So what, even for example, going into these big box stores to say, buy things you need for your family, the LED lighting, the VOCs, the off-gassing of the plastic in the air. I'm like, get me out of here. I'll even look at the people that are working in these stores and they generally look really unhealthy themselves and also show very visible signs of inflammation on their skin and on their face, like red puffy eyelids, redness to the cheeks, the nose. It's like they're in this environment with terrible lighting, terrible air quality, and yeah, all sorts of not so great things, electromagnetics as well. So do what you can to avoid those big box stores. Honestly, when you are in that active preconception and pregnancy mode, try supporting more local small businesses, ordering online, just reducing your toxic exposure is really important. So when you smell it, it's in your brain. So just start to become aware of that. The other thing I want to mention after sunscreen, so cleanse, moisturize, sunscreen, and yes, sunscreen every day. You might be able to get away with it in your 20s and 30s and early 40s, but it will catch up to you. And Stephanie, you and I are actually of a certain skin type where we are a little bit more prone to skin cancers. And skin cancer is a very real thing. Cancers of the body is simply a cellular dysfunction. And if we have cellular dysfunction on the skin, those cancer cells can actually migrate through the body. So sunscreen is really important from a health perspective, but also from an aesthetic perspective to reduce hyperpigmentation from acne, fine lines, wrinkles. It's actually one of the most cost-effective things you can do to protect the collagen and elastin that you have. And if you're starting to then invest in things like dermal rolling or in-clinic rejuvenation options with lasers, if you're not using sunscreen and doing these five key basics that I'll finish up on, you're throwing your money away, quite simply put. So the next thing I want to talk about is exfoliating. So gently exfoliating the skin when it needs it is very key. So say, for example, I was speaking at an event in West Palm Beach, Florida. It was amazing. It was a biohacking event, just basically sitting in a room with the pioneers of the future of stem cells and exosomes and all this amazing functional stuff. And my skin actually didn't need exfoliation for about a week. But what happened if I slacked on my exfoliating? The next week, then I saw some breakouts. So generally speaking, doing some gentle exfoliation to get those dead skin cells off that look like cornflake layers, it's really important to do anywhere from 1 to 5 times a week, depending on where you are in your cycle, depending on how much dead skin cells you have built up already. And that will promote more glassiness on the skin as well. But the thing with scrubs is that most scrubs are like a sugar, salt, apricot. Oh, we've all used that apricot scrub. I know. We're all the same generation here for sure. Any scrubs with like a cranberry hull type of a jagged edge particle will actually scratch and tear the skin. So maybe use those on the body, but on the face, we want to go for more spherical type of products. So there's magnesium options and some other options, diatomaceous sphere options that will just, the body will degrade. So you don't have to worry about plastics, but polishing and buffing the skin is really important. I did my scrub yesterday.
I can see. And
it feels so good when you do a little gentle extra scrub before an event in the morning is great. So if you have it like baby showers or going to stop and you're just like, I feel like my skin is just like a little dry and rough, do your scrub. I like to time it when I'm washing my hair. We'll talk about grooming tips I can share for when you wash your hair too, for like timing with your nails, because you should be doing that yourself, not going to a salon, reduce your toxic exposure. So exfoliating is key. There's mechanical exfoliants like a scrub, and then there's chemical exfoliants, which is going to be like your lactic acid, glycolic acid, AHAs, BHAs, which you're going to want to avoid when you're pregnant and lactating. So using the mechanical ones is a really good strategy. So that's why you can't do like chemical peels or anything like that, or use certain products like skin brighteners and lighteners with hydroquinone. You can't really use things like retinols or anything that's active because it hasn't been able to be tested ethically on pregnant and breastfeeding women, because it's unethical to test anything on pregnant and breastfeeding women. That's very simply put. So that's why you want to avoid those actives, because there's just no long-term safety data, because it's unethical to test it and collect it. And then maybe once a week, treat yourself to a hydration mask, some type of like enzyme peel. That can be really nice while you're soaking in the tub with like this fabulous pineapple body oil that I have. So I'll do a detox soak, but I know you need to watch temperature when you're pregnant. Lukewarm. Bath water, not steaming hot, but doing things like an Epsom salt soak with some baking soda, with some pineapple oil is great for when you want to shave your legs and all that.
You know what that reminds me of? Actually, I was doing saunas and I didn't realize, I guess it's a similar, obviously it's a similar concept. I was doing saunas and I found out that was dangerous, at least when you're actually pregnant. When you're,
I think I'm pretty sure it's to do with like enzymes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying now, but the bath I never heard was an issue, but obviously a sauna is a way different temperature range we're talking about.
That's a no-go. Okay. So funnily enough, so that was the 5 key things with skin, but this is a great segue into biohacking. Last winter, it got quite cold here, more cold than it usually is. It's usually goes to like -1 Celsius coldest, but it got to like -10 or -12. And I'm quite an outdoor enthusiast. So I was in the cold quite a bit more. And then I was like, oh my gosh, my ice bath in the backyard. I'm going to axe that, get through that ice, do some cold plunges. You know, I was over at Upgrade Labs here in Victoria too, and did some cryotherapy. And then I missed the period. Because it was putting my body through too much stress. So if you're considering heat and cold when you're preparing for pregnancy and all of that, trying to conceive, don't put your body in stressful states with biohacking and these types of strategies, because your body will think it's in survival mode and it won't be conducive to making a baby. So that's just something I learned.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It's very interesting. This is a very extreme case of a good example not to do.
I had no idea. Nobody had ever mentioned that to me before, that if you're trying to get pregnant, to not do like your cold showers and stuff like that, because it will set your body into that survival mode, as opposed to let's be, you know, warm and cozy and calm.
Even when conceiving. No, you're making a really good point, because again, I've also knew that you're not supposed to do that when you're pregnant, but you're talking about even trying to get pregnant, you know, that could throw off, even obviously if you're not going to be ovulating because your body's trying to go into survival mode. That's a really good point.
I know. No one ever pointed that out to me. And I've been biohacking for years. Dave Asprey's a friend of mine. I've known him for years. He lives where I live. I kind of taught me the ropes with biohacking a long time ago. And then I'm like, hey, let's do this biohacking stuff for the skin and set the stage for slowing cellular aging and optimizing our cellular health. Like I said before, the skin is dead skin, right? This is an organ, but it's not like juicy and throbbing and stuff like that. So we want to focus on what's going on internally so that a couple of weeks later, a month later, our skin actually shows it. Cause that's about how long it takes for the skin of the dermis to make its way up to the surface. So say you have like junk food or you've had a stressful situation, that's why your skin shows you a couple of days to a couple of weeks later.
Very interesting. So how, wait, did we get there? Was that the fourth one? Is there one more?
So cleanse, moisturize, sunscreen, scrub, and do some at home like peels and masks and stuff like
that. Peels and masks. That's right. You mentioned that once a week. Okay. So how should the ingredients that we put on our skin compare to the way that we're choosing the ingredients we put in our body?
Well, this is a great question because I mentioned oils. So my hubby and I, when we go to the grocery store, I trained him very well. And ladies, you must train your partner on those too, or even anyone who's looking after your kids after the fact, to not be purchasing products with rancid oils. So this is Summit talking about pregnancy and nutrition. So I'm sure you have like huge deep dives on that, but start to train your partner so that when you're going into the store, you're not purchasing food products that have palm oil, that have corn oil, that are genetically modified. Go as basic as possible and also as little plastic as possible too. So the same thing goes with like your food and your skincare and your hair care and your supplements. So when you're looking, I actually have a wellness essentials pregnancy kit right there. That's going to be the one I'm going to start taking in a couple of months. It's funny. It's literally within an eye shot. But when you're thinking about supplements, you got to go for third-party independent lab tested products, not just what's trendy and what's online. All these influencers trying to influence you to buy ish you don't need, that might actually inadvertently be full of dyes and toxins and might have ingredients like lead that aren't listed on the ingredients, but through third-party independent lab testing, it does come up. And I've seen this before with the biggest influencers in the world, you know, like the K family, for example, really promoting this gummy product that was just full of dyes. And if you had two of those products, it was for hair, skin, and nails. That's how it was marketed. Labdoor, you can find this on YouTube. They actually found that in two of those gummies, you exceeded your daily allowable limit for lead. So buyer beware, be very careful who you're trusting at this time. Finding practitioners to help you. I want to encourage you all to start to like build your team. So as we go through life, we kind of might get in car crashes or experience stressful events or death of a loved one or just changes in life. So have your team of practitioners that you've built, that you trust, that can guide you and understand your baseline is really key. The same thing goes with slowing aging and skin health. Take a look at who you're potentially going to work with in their eyes and try and learn how to detect something called radiance, which I think is, we want to be this radiant pregnant goddess, right? Not this like tired, feeling fat and... We want to be our best selves. This is an incredible time and initiation. As a woman, you're literally creating like a portal with what you're bringing in life. Like this is a big deal. So radiance is to do with energy and most of our beautiful body. 70 to 80% of your body is actually space. It's actually energy. It's the space between. It's called quintessence. It's also called dark matter. So if you ever heard of that, that's actually what makes up 70 to 80% of our universe. So the energetics of the content you're consuming, the products you're using, your body, mind, spirit, energy, and detoxification practices all influence your body's radiance. And that's what I love to study. I can do the skincare stuff and the rejuvenation stuff with my eyes closed. But what I'm really excited to learn now is how do we optimize the space between the radiance?
So could you elaborate more on this radiance that you speak of and how women could, how can we achieve that?
Yeah. Well, that's what I teach, right? That's what I'm so passionate to share on the show, Rachel Barker podcast and all that stuff. So I've been doing the skin stuff since 2011, like you said, over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, but I would meet these individuals that were 60 to 90 and they'd never done any rejuvenation procedure. They'd never used any type of practitioner grade cosmeceutical or nutraceutical. They just led a really healthy lifestyle. So they had very particular, and this is across the board in these radiant individuals. So instead of studying my sick clients and sick patients, I shone the lens and I focused on what the radiant people were doing so that I could teach that. And I created a book on that and all sorts of stuff. So body, mind, spirit, energy practices. And then I've recently added cleansing and detoxification because that's a huge root cause of skin conditions. Getting the gut right. So we'll talk about detoxing and cleansing because that is so important. 1 in 2 North Americans have an active parasitic infection. Myself included, I was infested.
Same here, outdoor girl.
Enthusiast. I eat lots of greens. I'm around animals. So if you have a dog, if you have a cat, you probably have parasites. Don't think you're too good for parasites. Like we're traveling all over the world. This isn't just like third country kind of stuff. And they suck on your life force and your nutrients. So if you are wanting to get pregnant, if you are pregnant, you got to make sure that everything you're consuming is going to you and babe, not to these other agents that are maybe even telling your brain to crave that sugary or dairy type of food to support them and be in a more acidic state. So with radiance, what these highly functioning radiant individuals are doing that have never done any rejuvenation procedure, and they just are aging so much better than, say, even those that have invested for decades in skin rejuvenation but aren't doing the body, mind, spirit, energy work. So for the body, it's a combination of strength and conditioning, cardiovascular, and flexibility and stability. So lifting weights, doing some cardio, doing some yoga and Pilates, Qigong is also super grounding. And then for the mind, doing something that lights you up, as Rebecca Campbell says, adore her, I've met her, Light is the New Black, Rise, Sister, Rise are some of my favorite books. But we have to do things that really feed our soul. And so your mind, that could be music. So I play guitar, going on nature hikes, doing some type of arts and crafts, reading. It's really ground you, but they also stimulate your mind and make new neural connections. Because the brain is the master organ, pineal gland, that regulates everything in your body. So working on your mind and your mental capacity is really important. And clearing out that brain fog and like, oh, why am I so tired all the time, right? Like there's some work to do. So body, mind, spirit, have some type of spiritual practice, right? We're all from different lineages and all of that. But have some type of spiritual practice that you can rely on when you need a little extra hope, when you need having faith in something. Having a spiritual practice is a key component to longevity. However that looks for you, if you seek, you will find it. So body, mind, spirit, and energy. So energy, like I said, the space between 70 to 80% of our bodies, our beautiful, delicious, feminine bodies is space. So if you want good skin, if you want good energy, if you want great hair, if you want your nails to grow like weeds and not break like mine are, these are my nails. I cannot break them if I tried. They're just growing like crazy after doing some recent cleansing. We'll talk about that in a sec. But when the inner workings of you energetically, you're protected, I'm sure a number of you know what that means, tend to attract a lot of intuitive empaths. Sometimes we need to do a little extra work to protect our energy. So ways to do that is to turn off the TV, turn off the news, limit your social media scrolling time so that you're not getting influenced by different influencers or falling into that consumption mindset of, oh, here's this bright, shiny object product that's going to clear up my skin, right? It's never going to be one thing that's going to allow you to radiate. It's going to be a combination and decades of practicing it that will allow you to reap the benefits. So the energetic stuff is really important. So that's also where EMFs come into play. So I don't use any Bluetooth. I turn off my router at night. I ground every single day. In fact, I do 1 or 2 days a week of complete off-grid where I am kilometers, 200 kilometers, in fact, in the woods, out of cell reception. And that's really good for regulating your autonomic nervous system. Some of you listening may be more sensitive to electromagnetics and Wi-Fi and all of that than others, and that's fine. Some people can manage it, other people can't, but it does mess with your blood. And what's going on when you are pregnant is you are sharing your blood with a new human. And the trick to being your best is to make sure that your life force and your blood is pure. So that's where cleansing and detoxification also comes in, but also EMFs. So this headset that I'm using here, it actually changes the signal from a digital sound wave to more of an acoustic sound wave, which is what we create when we speak or we're out in nature, to reduce acoustic neuroma risk. So if you're using those AirPods, you're basically irradiating your brain. So please throw out your AirPods. Baby monitors and cordless phones are the worst in the home for emitting electromagnetics. And let me just show you something here. This is how seriously I take this. I'm actually writing a research paper on electromagnetics and the skin. And I'll explain what EMFs do to the blood and how that impacts the skin and all your other organs. So I'm on my computer doing this really fun interview with you, Stephanie, and I have my electrosmog reader here. So I'm going to turn it on. All right, let's put the sound on for her. Mm-hmm. So here we go. In front of my computer.
Whoa. You're off the charts.
Yeah, I might as well be sitting in front of my router.
Wow.
So having your phone,
yeah,
having your laptop on near your belly. Oh my gosh, don't even get me started, right? Slow development, all these different things, autoimmune conditions, inappropriate protein folding. All this stuff. EMFs, I think, is like the new smoking. Mm-hmm. So reducing your exposure as much as possible. So what I would love to recommend to your community is to actually start wearing EMF protective clothing, especially while you're pregnant. So on my favorites page on my website, I have some resources there. I have some clothes that I've personally bought, some blankets that I used, a Faraday cage cell phone cover as well. Just because your phone's off, it's always waiting for you to respond to it. It's called a digital signal versus analog, which is like an old school car. You turn the key and then it responds to you. Your phone and your computer is always waiting for you to respond to it. It's always sending signals. So that's really important. And I'll explain why this is important now. When we're on our phone for 5 minutes, our blood cells, these red little donuts, erythrocytes, they should be flowing and bumping along good electromagnetic positive negative interactions, right? Like an inner tube going down a river, they'll bump off one another. But when you're on your phone for 5 minutes, what happens is your red blood cells go from this smooth, you know, nicely bumping off one another to like, okay, let's stick together and now let's stack, kind of like those sugar bracelets that you would chomp on, right? You know, I'm sure you remember those. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens with your blood. So then there's an issue with oxygenation and carrying nutrients, okay? So you can actually see this with different types of photography on the skin when you have been exposed to non-ionizing radiation, and your skin will actually have less blood flow within 5 minutes. So that's why if we're wanting to optimize our organ function, our gut health, blood flow to babe and you, your brain, have the best hair, skin, nails of your life, EMF mitigation is a key component to that because of the blood. Now, if the red blood cells are sticking together, they're not carrying oxygen, they're not carrying nutrients, but they're also not taking away CO2. They're not taking away waste products. And they're also forming clotting factors. So what I do when I sleep, I mean, I could walk around in my EMF clothing all day long, but they're not really designed for ladies. So stay tuned. I'm creating something for that. Look like you're going on the set of Star Trek, like the silver hoodie and all this stuff. It's not the most stylish, but there are some cheeky briefs that you can wear. You can get on my favorites page. But I actually sleep with silver blankets. So they're silver threaded blankets that if I have this underneath the blanket, there is no signal getting to it. It actually blocks non-ionizing radiation. So non-ionizing radiation is what you get from your devices, Wi-Fi, electricity in the home. And ionizing radiation is like what comes from a nuclear power plant. So there's two types of radiation, well, there's many, but the non-ionizing is what we're exposed to so much. So if you're going to be on your laptop and working and, you know, being in the world, just make sure you do have some type of protective clothing on and limit your exposure and get outside and ground between sessions so that your blood can have a chance to go back to the more natural state. You'll notice your sleep will improve. You'll notice your energy will improve and your skin will improve. So radiance is found through practices of body, mind, spirit, energy. And the fifth thing I'm adding now is cleansing and detoxifying. So I've done months of clearing out my gut of different parasites and organisms. I'm not eating as much. I'm not drinking as much because I'm not fueling other organisms. And it's really important to do that. So do you have any questions so far?
I'd love to hear more about what the detoxes are. I know you mentioned that every month you're doing a different detox. Do you focus on an organ? Do you focus on different styles? Could you tell us a little bit more about detoxing?
So we are rhythmic beings. We have cycles. We live on a rhythmic planet. We have seasons. And a great way to time this, your monthly detox is with the full moon. So that's when taking things like different herbs, like antiparasitic herbs, can be really helpful just to keep you cleared out. So if you're experiencing things like crazy food cravings or rectal itching, if you have any of those types of experiences, those are like key signals that you probably have organisms, and, or you may not really have any symptoms like I did. And this isn't medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. But I have a lot of doctors and nurses consulting with me for skin and slowing aging and helping me teach them how to achieve radiance through different practices and biohacking for the skin and all that. And I've actually had a number of doctors work with me, and they'll try and seek out the support with their colleagues, and they just laugh at them. They think they're crazy, right? You got worms. What are you talking about? We don't have worms in North America. We're above that. We're too good for that. It's not true. Not true. You deworm your dog probably, but you probably forget to deworm you. They lick their behind. They lick your face. That's how that exchange happens all over the house. So keeping your house clean is really important too. So taking different herbs once a month, I'll take them a little bit more frequently than that. And then cleansing, I'll do different cleanses. I don't think I'll get into like specific brand names in this session here, but there are two that I really, really, really love. And one just gets you in an alkaline state. Your body wants to be a little bit more alkaline. Sugary foods, junk foods, living an unhealthy, toxic lifestyle will put you more acidic. And then your body's spending all this energy to take you from an acidic state back to a basic state, when really that energy could have been better put towards more regeneration and rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. So keeping your body more alkaline is also less conducive for yeast, fungi like candida, mold accumulation in the body, toxin accumulation, and organism and parasite accumulation. So once a month, time it with the full moon, take some herbs. And then every month and at least every quarter, actually do a really good deep cleanse and to really clear out organisms. You're looking at hitting it initially and then 2 weeks later and then 2 weeks after that. So a proper cleanse is really going to be anywhere from 30 to 90 days.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that you said that, because I think too many of us just do like a 7-day or 10-day, and it's really not enough.
Yeah, the reason why that's not enough is if you have parasites in you, they're laying eggs. So you can kill the mama parasite, but then if you don't hit it again at a few weeks later, all those eggs are just going to hatch. And then you have an actually even worse problem. So that's the rationale why it's not just a one and done, here, I'm going to take this pill. No, it's like, you got to do the work. You got to eat well. You have to focus on following this routine for 30 to 90 days. And I'm really extending it. I'll probably continue on this protocol, like right up until I want to get pregnant.
So we were chatting about your personal journey and opening your world to motherhood and preparing your body for pregnancy. What has that looked like for you? Would you mind sharing that with us?
Well, I've come to realize that everything I do and take and use, I'm going to be using while I'm pregnant and breastfeeding anyways. So I would just like to reiterate, if you're trying to get pregnant, you got to get your gut sorted out, because your gut is key for reducing inflammation and hormone balancing. All my friends that are fertility experts, they all say, you got to get your gut sorted out. So there's lots of tests that you can do from a biohacking perspective, from a functional perspective, to get a snapshot of what's going on with your gut, your fermentation, your gassiness, if you're eating the right foods. So starting to eat the right foods for you that you've determined through testing instead of guessing, because you could be eating healthy foods like kale, like tomatoes, like beans, seeds that actually could be contributing to inflammation in your body, because those are like notorious food products that create inflammation for most people. You can get super specific with like the right collagen. So I'm drinking a non-GMO grass-fed beef collagen in the form of a turmeric elixir, which I adore. I have to brush my teeth after though. But when you're grooming yourself and all your self-care products, it's got to be super clean. So your toothpaste, your deodorant. So I basically have this master list of different products that I personally use and recommend for my clients, actually on my e-store. So everything is pre-vetted, and you'll see there's like 15 different brands, because every brand is studs and superstars, but you have to use clean products like your toothpaste without SLS. With nail polish removers, there are some cleaner options available, and there are some cleaner options of nail polish available as well. But I recommend grooming your nails at the same frequency that you wash your hair. So anywhere from like one or two times a week, do your own mani-pedi. You'll save so much time, you'll save so much money and your toxic exposure, because you'll have more control over the products you're actually using.
Awesome. Rachel, I've loved this so much. You are amazing. The things that you've opened up my eyes to in this conversation today, and I hope so many other women have enjoyed it. So you are sharing with them all the 9 keys to slowing aging, as well as giving them 15% off of a one-on-one with you. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I will share this information directly below if you'd like to take advantage of that, or if you'd like to enter the code pregnancy15 at rachelvarga.ca to sign up for a one-on-one personalized coaching. Rachel can go into your own health concerns and how you can also look radiant before, during, and after your pregnancy yourself.
Oh, another thing with pregnancy is hair loss, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's some kind of overlap between working with me for skin, like with rolling, and also getting your edges back. Also some super clean hair care products that will stimulate hair growth too, that are, I'm definitely going to be using these products during pregnancy and breastfeeding as well, because they are super clean formulations. So you're going to be using shampoo and conditioner anyways. You might as well just use things that are clean and will help with the stimulation. But yeah, the one-on-one session with me is great. We'll hang out just like this. We'll spend well over an hour together. And I'll listen to your skin questions, your concerns, and create a customized plan for you, meet you where you're at with your budget, your lifestyle, your values, your ethics, all that. And I'll customize an at-home skin plan for you. So get you set up with the right products, hair, skin, nail supplements, pregnancy stuff too. But I'm sure you're talking about that here. I'll show you how to dermal roll the skin as well, and then give you an at home and in clinic plan too. And I'll look for clinics where you are too, for, you know, some nice mommy time treats. And yeah, use pregnancy15 as your promo code there. And the 9 keys to slowing skin aging includes the 5 key skin things that I mentioned, as well as some biohacking tips for cleaning your environment for clean air, water, lighting, and electromagnetics. And that's at rachelvarga.ca/slowaging. You'll also get some of my other skincare checklists, dermal rolling checklists, and some other free guides. I have lots of stuff to give away and other free stuff. And you can hang out with me, be in my vibe, be in my energy on the Rachel Varga podcast.
Your website is just chocked full with, I'm going to have to check out this favorites page and get some of the stuff you're talking about. I mean, everything we need is right there. So everyone check out rachelvarga.ca. And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Stephanie. Pleasure spending time with you all.